Real park hopping has already returned with mixed results for Genie Plus users and conditions for annual pass holders. Country Bear Jamboree has announced its closing date, and it's real soon. And the Epcot International Festival of the Arts returns on Friday, January 12th. We'll take a look at the foodie guide to the festival and see what we're looking forward to and what we'll be skipping on episode 175 of the Make You Fall podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Mickey File Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
It's the second week of January.
It is.
And, well, now because of this, in 2 days, the Festival of the Arts, the Epcot International Festival of the Arts.
Yes.
Not a taste of.
Yeah, not a taste of, which is always good.
Is returning Friday the 12th.
Uh-huh. And we're
going
to be there.
We're going. We're heading over.
We are.
We got to go early.
Yes. And go
and run immediately to France while everybody else starts off in Mexico.
Yes. We did really well with the Festival of the Holidays. We didn't meet any of them until Italy.
Maybe we did.
Yeah.
I know we met our friend John in in America.
Right. But we didn't actually start to see any of the other hashtag people until Italy.
Yeah. So, you know, let us get 4 or 5 countries in before the crowds hit.
Exactly.
So that's our plan.
It is our plan.
I mean, that and trying to get ready for a cruise. In like just over a week.
I know. And it's just... Amazon has made it slightly difficult. Amazon's usually really good. Every once in a while, you're like, what the heck happened?
So we ordered pirate costumes because Disney cruises have pirate night.
Right.
And yours came in and it was like mildly defective, missing a tie down or something, right?
Right. Which is no big deal. That just replace it. It's fine.
Yeah. Mine came in. In a plastic bag marked ready to ship.
Uh-huh.
Inside out and like stained. Where like somebody wore it and returned it. And Amazon was like, yeah, just send it to the next guy.
Yeah, and it was gross. It was inside out. It was disgusting.
I was trying to find a way to thanks Chapek that.
Yeah.
The only thing I can come up with is that if you look at Jeff Bezos.
Uh-huh.
He does kind of favor Bob Chapek. Like, I think they both go to the same hairstylist. So that's going to be my link to thanks Chapek.
You're so weird.
They both look like Lex Luthor.
Oh, whatever.
And not the one on Smallville, like the real Lex Luthor. So anyway, that's what we have going on.
I know. I'm actually excited. But then still trying to get things together is rather nervous. But I'm very excited about Festival of the Arts. I really like that festival.
Yeah, that's the best festival.
Right. And it's the shortest. I understand why. Because it's the artists are there, you know, and they can only take so much amount of time out of their schedule.
Going to the next show.
Right.
But
it has some really cool stuff.
And the food is like, we're going to talk a lot about food
right.
this week, but the food is like so secondary to this festival.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, honestly, it's just the food. It's just another festival.
Right.
Except they have the weird deconstructed stuff.
Yeah. But I never understood that one, but that's okay.
Right. So like, I mean, there's some stuff I want to try, but the food is not whatever.
Yeah.
And actually, if you look at it, there's a lot of food that has been there before.
Uh-huh.
Most of the, like, new stuff, it's getting a little drink heavy.
Yes.
Like, specialty drink heavy.
Yes. It didn't used to be that way. It used to be food heavy, and they had a drink or two.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Maybe they're mailing it in.
Yeah. So, but I am excited about
maybe they realize their margins are way higher on alcohol than food.
True. I'm excited about the popcorn bucket, though.
Popcorn bucket is pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Anyway, that's where we are right now. So let's go ahead and start the news and get rolling.
Okay. The Country Bear Jamboree at Magic Kingdom Park will close for refurbishment on January 27th and reopen with a new show this summer. No specific opening date has been provided.
Do we have a Magic Kingdom day scheduled in the next week?
No. And annual pass holder good to go days will be displayed on My Disney Experience app. The good to go days for Walt Disney World annual pass holders to visit any Walt Disney World four theme parks without needing to make a park reservation will start being offered on Thursday, January 11th. On the My Disney Experience, they shared a video via the pass holder buzz section of the My Disney Experience, which details a new good to go day system, as well as provides some visual aids to help pass holders know what to know, to help pass holders to know what to look for.
Apparently a big blue circle. So
the video was actually kind of cool. It's a green circle, actually.
Oh, so it's not the solid circle, it's the hollow circles?
The hollow, well, the ones with the circles are the ones that are...
Yeah, so why is the 12th special on this? I got to go look at that video, I guess.
Yeah, because technically they're picking the 12th.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the current day.
Okay. For whatever month that is that they're showing.
It turns into a blue circle. Right. So it actually turns into a solid circle.
Okay, just because you selected it.
You select.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Right.
Okay. And then all-day park hopping access, which returns on January 9th, pass holders can visit a second theme park at any time of the day during park hours, but must make a park reservation for their first park of the day and enter that park before visiting another.
I can't get there at 2 o'clock without a reservation and then hop somewhere else. Right.
Correct.
Theoretically, on a good-to-go day, though, I can. I suppose. Yeah. Okay.
That part, to me, is...
Yeah, I don't think they've been quite clear enough on it yet.
Right. I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
I guess we will, yeah. Well, Jim won't be good to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The theme park reservation calendar on the My Disney Experience app will show select days when pass holders can visit the parks without having worrying about a park pass beforehand. These days will be designated with a green circle around the date. On these days, pass holders will be good to go. Good to go days will be added to the theme park reservation calendar periodically and can be released days or weeks in advance, so you want to check often for updates. Blackout dates will still continue to apply.
Oh, I can see the Facebook post about that already. It said I was good to go. Except your Pixie Pass doesn't work on Saturday.
Always said backup. Right. And or your Sorcerer, you can't go this weekend.
I don't know.
Or is it Pirate? Remember. So, and a new Florida resident Disney Thrills ticket deal has been announced. The ticket will be available for purchase starting on January 11th, 2024. And valid for visits between January 11th and March 15th, 2024. Park reservations will be required. Two options are available. There's a 2-day Disney Thrills ticket for $199 or a 3-day Disney Thrills ticket for $219. Plus, the following add-on options are available. You can add Park Hopper for $40 per ticket or Water Park and Sports for $35 per ticket, or you can add both for $55 per ticket. This option is a combination of Park Hopper, Water Parks, and Sports option.
Yeah.
For the 55.
Very cool.
So on this, there's no blackout dates. So, you know, the 2 or 3 days. So it doesn't say you have to use them consecutively. You know, it just has to be used right. In that time.
Yeah, they did this before. Didn't Tony Ann get these for her mom last mm-hmm. year, I think, or something?
Either for mom yeah. or for Dominic, maybe.
Yeah, one of the so two. It's like yeah. a really short season pass kind of deal. So.
Yeah.
Very good that they're, yeah, I doing it's something. Nice. It's short. I mean, 2 months, basically. But yeah. It's cool that they're doing something for Florida residents.
Mm-hmm. And then also, if you go and you're like, all right, I just want to go more, you can yeah, turn it into
right, a right.
annual pass.
That's how they get you.
There you go. That's how they get you. Star Wars Galaxy Edge 20-minute photo sessions have now been added to the Capture Your Moment options. Bookings open January 17th with sessions offered daily during regular park hours starting on January 24th. The photo session is $99 and can include up to 8.
You know, this is so funny. Literally the day before they announced this, we went and booked a Capture Your Moment thing. And we were like, all the parks were available. So we were trying to figure out what park. And I was like, you know, Animal Kingdom's awesome. Epcot, eh. Mm-hmm. Like the options were, eh, you know. I know. Well, we because we decided Italy would be cool. But some of the other options were, eh, whatever. But that bridge in Italy yeah. and the yeah. fountain and all that is pretty cool. And we've done Magic Kingdom. I mean, Magic right. Kingdom's like the obvious. And Hollywood the Studios, obvious, we right. were like, and you eh, even said, is there- unless they have Galaxy's Edge, I don't really care. Like, that was the one. It was like, eh, unless they have Galaxy's Edge. Literally right. after the day after we booked it, they add that.
Yeah. So now I will, on the 17th, see if we can
yeah.
do anything. There we go. But I think it's really cool because then they have they'll have lightsabers available and probably
hoods and yeah
droids.
It yeah, will be.
I think it'll be
so
neat.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward yeah. to doing that one. I was already looking yeah. forward to doing that one. So
I know. I'm excited about the Italy one though too. Ahsoka season 2 has been confirmed by Lucasfilm and is in development.
Yeah, they got to get her at least back to the right galaxy.
True.
All of them. It's really weird they made that true. The Ahsoka show and it was really the find the what's her name finds Ezra Bridger show, but
yeah, I know. I agree.
Like, so we've been watching a lot of Big Bang Theory. And there's this one Big Bang Theory episode where Amy Farrah Fowler just blows their mind because she tells them about how Indiana Jones is completely Jones. Irrelevant to Raiders of the Lost Ark. Right? Ahsoka's pretty irrelevant to the show Ahsoka so far through the first season. Other than getting people to watch it because she's a hugely popular character. There was an episode mm-hmm. that she was in for like 5 seconds. Like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's kind of irrelevant to the show Ahsoka.
Yeah, I know.
But whatever, it was a good show. The best one they had put out in a while. Better than mm-hmm. Obi-Wan was.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Just laughing because that was the big bang I thought of when you were talking about as soon as you started talking about it. Because
like, she's oh my completely God, irrelevant that. To the show Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, if she hadn't been in it, the only thing that they would have had to find some other way to get them other than space whales to get them to the other galaxy. Like, it's really all she did.
Right.
And some right. other reason to get Hayden Christensen in the series. But for the most part, especially once they got to the other planet, she was basically irrelevant.
Yes.
Because, I mean, seriously, if she hadn't killed Elsbeth, whatever, it wouldn't have really mattered. She'd have gotten on the ship with Thrawn and left. Like, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Weird. Weird. DVC stuff. Actually, kind of a lot. Fort Wilderness cabins will cost fewer points than a one-bedroom and some studios, apparently. So basically, the total number of projected points to stay in a single cabin for a year is right now 7,661 points. So a value one bedroom right now at Disney's Animal Kingdom Villas would be about 500 points more per year. So there you go. It's cheaper than it is projected to be, cheaper than a value one bedroom at Animal Kingdom. So, right.
And the cabins will sleep up to
six. Yeah, but you got to have the right family for that.
It's perfect for the Austins.
But like, it would not be perfect for us and my sister's family of three. Right? Because it's a queen bed with bunk beds in the room and then a pull-out Murphy bed in the living room.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, it's got to be the right. You know what is perfect for? Us, the two of us.
Yes.
Because we'll be staying there a lot.
Yes.
Disney filed paperwork with the Orange County government, whatever, clerk's office. A couple of things that they've put in there. The ground lease ends for the property, which is the lease between DVC and Walt Disney Parks and Resorts or whatever, Disney World. The ground lease ends on January 31st, 2075, which is, you know, roughly 50 years from when it opens. It's got resale restrictions that are listed in the association documents. So if you buy points for the cabins through the resale market, you will only be able to stay at the cabins. If you have resale points that you bought after January of 2019, you can't use them to stay in the cabins. So the same resale restrictions, basically, just there we go. And we talked about before that it's going to be a pet-friendly property. There's a fee, $30 a night for owners, $50 a night for other people who are staying there. In the documents, it specifically says that Disney reserves the rights to adjust that fee in the future, and also says that the right to have dogs on property is not guaranteed. It specifically says that individuals should not purchase a vacation ownership interest in reliance on the continued ability to bring dogs onto the resort property. So if this is a huge fail, they're going to get rid of it, basically. Also says that they reserve, the policy says that they reserve the right to kick your dog out if it's annoying people. So, yeah, don't be those people that were staying next to us at the Drury with the dog barking all day when they left. There was a notice of commencement filed for the Treehouse Villas. It covers 15 of the 60 villas. Tree houses. The expiration date is January 2nd, 2025, with a start date in 2024. I guess start date is now in 2024. So this is believed to relate to the refurbishment. It's hit its 14-year mark. They joined Saratoga in 2009. According to DVCnews.com, normally at 14 years, the rooms are basically taken down to the studs and you get new carpets and painting and, you know, flooring, kitchen cabinets, all that furniture and everything. But they're not sure how it's going to work with the tree houses for a couple of reasons. One is wetlands in Florida. But the second is that these were actually pre-manufactured and then assembled on property. So, you know, it's not like a regular hotel. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out over the next year, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Can't wait to see what they do to them, though.
I mean, I'm sure they can, no matter what the deal is, they can change cabinets and furniture, which would brighten the place up anyway.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, the one we had, I thought the bathrooms were pretty up to date. You know, and a kitchen, really, other than just being dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they just want to lighten them up a little bit.
So, but I hope it keeps its character. Don't make it too sterile, you know. It is what it is, and keep some character to it. So there we go. That's the news for the second week of January, 2024. Yeah. So Festival of the Arts starts Friday.
Yeah.
Super short. Friday. It only runs to March 15th. Is that right?
Yeah, it's always been, it's like these shorter.
Yeah, no, I know that. Sure. Oh no, February 19th. Like it's only 6 weeks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, March 15th was something else.
Oh, that was the.
It is. So it's closing on the 26th. It's not closing on the 27th, but whatever.
Right.
We'll
have to go over on the 19th.
So, super short. You know, I mean, you got all these artists that bring their stuff, right? They don't want to live at Epcot. They want to move on to the next show. So I guess that's probably why, you know, it certainly isn't. It certainly isn't because Epcot just wants to make a short festival. I mean, they're going to almost immediately start another one. So,
exactly.
But there is some cool stuff. It is a lot of pork belly and a lot of kebabs.
Yeah. What do you think of the popcorn bucket?
Popcorn bucket is very cool. I'd like to see it up closer. Like, yeah, I honestly would like to have seen it without the weirdly colored wall behind it.
Yeah, actually, on the blog page, when you first log into it, it actually shows you the bucket, like a video, short little, like 10-second video of it.
Because I really don't understand, like, Figment is inside the building, or is he behind the building, but it looks like he's inside? Like, I really don't understand it.
I believe he's inside the building.
Yeah.
Okay. He's inside the building. He's jumping over like the rainbow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of the imagination
and it lights up
thing, even though the ride is awful now, but I still go on it all the time, like compared to what the ride used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's cool. I'm sure we're going to get one.
But yes, there's lots of, I'm sure we are. But yeah, you're right. There's lots of pork belly.
Man, I want a Pop-Tart now.
You want a what?
Oh, I see. Oh, man, it's huge.
After you've seen.
It's way bigger than it looks in that photo. Oh, man, and it actually holds popcorn.
Uh-huh. It actually holds popcorn.
Because so many of them just don't hold popcorn. Like, this holds popcorn. This thing's big, man. This is like the, I mean, it's not at all like, but it is like the Mickey Mouse one for Christmas. It's enormous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Maybe on Friday we'll go live.
I wonder if you can get it without the rainbow popcorn, though.
I think it just comes with it, but I think it comes in a bag like it did last year.
I just want
inside Figment. Can we just get like the sealed bag?
Please, Disney, please get the gourmet popcorn back at Epcot at least.
I know. I miss that.
Even just cheddar cheese popcorn, which is like my thing. It's my jam.
Mm-hmm. It's your jam.
Like, can we just get it back?
I know. I'm agreeing with you.
All right. So Foodie's Guide. Right?
Foodie's Guide. I mean, we're not really foodies, but it's the Foodie Guide.
No, I just like what I like. So mm-hmm. The deconstructed dish. I have to be honest with you. I love a good BLT. I don't have any interest in pork belly, onion bread pudding, watercress espuma, and tomato jam. Like, I'd rather just have a good BLT. You know?
The key lime pie, though.
So the key lime pie is returning. I had that last year. It was actually delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really good. It's like a weird texture. You know,
yeah.
To make that key lime ribbon. But mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. I will eat at least one of those.
Yes.
On Friday.
Oh, because they're part of the wonderful walk of cuisine.
So I could eat five of those.
We'll each get one.
And just be done with it.
Right. And get our little prize thing.
don't tempt me with a good time. It was really good last year, so I hope it is really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Beverages, a deconstructed strawberry mint julep, non-alcoholic. I don't even know. Do they give you?
How do you?
Do they give you a strawberry smoothie and another glass with like mint and simple syrup in it? Like, I don't even understand. And why would you do a mint julep and not have bourbon in it? Like, I don't get it.
No, they have one.
Oh, okay. They do. Down all right. Below. Okay. Well, then that makes more sense. Yeah. Right. They also have a Wicked Weed Brewing Blank Canvas Belgian Blonde Wit Beer there. So, yeah, good. I like the wit beers. Gin Pulliam has kind of got me onto mm-hmm. those. You know?
Yes.
I'm usually more like, you know, just give me English or German beer, but the wit beers are pretty good, which I know it's, you know, Germanish.
Yeah. Yes.
Cuisine Classique has beef Wellington
mm-hmm.
and the cast iron roasted PEI mussels, which I'm not even on a bet.
I know. Like, I like mussels, but mussels, to me, they take a lot of work to get all of it out of them. So I'm not...
You know, I grew up swimming in lakes.
And depends on the price of them. I grew up
swimming in lakes in Florida, right? And there's mussels in, like, all lakes. And they just tear your feet up, and I hate them. Like, I just hate them. So, no. I hope they died in vain.
And they haven't updated the app yet to see what the prices are.
Right.
I mean, if the prices are reasonable and it's looks like it's a fair quantity, yeah. I may try that.
So then they have the Gulfstream Brewing Company Sum of All Colors IPA. So would that be white? Like, that's all the colors, right?
Thought black.
No, technically in colors. White, it's all the light. It is all the colors. Like if you take all the crayons and make them, you get black. Okay. But that's.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then the, I don't know even how to say this. It looks almost like Tesseract.
It does look like Tesseract.
Tessalarsdal Pinot Noir. Okay. Whatever.
Tessalarsdal.
Figment's yeah. Inspiration Station at the Odyssey Art, Food, and Little Sparks of Magic. So they got the weird cake.
Yeah. A weird cake. The rainbow cake with freeze-dried
Skittles. Yeah, so they're not even calling it. It had like some kind of name like before because it used to be the one that was like the almond cake. I can't remember what the kind of cake that is. But now it's just rainbow cake.
It was an Italian.
I can't remember what it was called. I don't know. I mean, it looks good, right? It's like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 layer cake, all different colors of the rainbow. With freeze dried Skittles on top of it. Can do without that. The blueberry filled pastry tart with purple icing. That's a Pop Tart. And that's why I now want a Pop Tart. That's like super bad.
Right. And now that's on the Wonderful Walk of Colorful.
It is. That is also where you are going to get the Figment popcorn bucket. Limit 2 per person per transaction available while supplies last.
Right. If they did it like they did last year, it was a transaction, but then you had to say you were there and it kind of put you in a queue. And then your queue was called and then you went and picked them up. It was very organized last year. Very organized.
Yeah, it was a whole lot better than the year before. So assuming they learned something from that, planning on they'll have that. A grape smoothie with freeze-dried Skittle bite-sized candies. I don't know about that.
Yeah. It's cute.
You just kind of want the cup with Figment on the front.
I know.
Yeah.
Really cute cup.
It's like a smoothie if it's icing or whipped cream. It's got to be whipped cream. But man, a smoothie with whipped cream. This is kind of cool. So they have a rainbow heart cider flight, which is individually composed of a Three Daughters Brewing black cherry hard cider, blood orange hard cider, and passion fruit hard cider. That's kind of cool. So Three Daughters from St. Petersburg, Florida. Then the 81 Bay Brewing Company, the Green with Envy Blonde Ale, Blue Butterfly Lager, and Urban Artifact, The Gadget, Raspberry and Blackberry Midwest Fruit Tart. I guess that's a beer.
Because
they have a rainbow beer flight. So kind of groovy. I'm into that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're hitting the
I'm a big fan of Three Daughters. And A1 Bay.
I really do like them. Because they're not like incredibly, like the tastes aren't overbearing, which is nice. Like when they try to do like these ciders and these beers, they're not like overwhelming where you hit them. You're like, whoa. They have a nice flavor to them, most of their stuff. At least that's what I think.
At the Craftsman's Courtyard, the thing that's interesting to me is the grilled marinated skirt steak with caramelized onions and mushrooms, blue cheese fondue, and arugula on a grilled French roll.
It looks delicious.
With a pickle and a pearl onion and something else on top of it.
Yes. It looks like maybe.
Yeah, maybe. The picture makes it look great.
That looks good. Yeah. We'll see how it really is. That one I do want to try.
The grilled pork belly with broccoli rabe and pickled peppers, all that just seems like a bit much. And
yeah, it just seems a little weird.
They have a coffee old-fashioned cocktail. Yeah, yes, I'm all in. I'm all in on that.
Ooh. Okay. And there's a BrewDog Jet Black Heart Nitro Oatmeal Stout. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, maybe. Some of the oatmeal stouts they've had recently have been kind of meh. So it depends on if it's a good one or a mediocre one. But the coffee old fashioned, I'm all in on. Okay. Refreshment Outpost is like all beer. Like that's it. Just all beer.
All beer.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Pastoral Palette. We decided that's in Germany, right? Must be because it's got a Black Forest cake.
Yes. It's
chocolate mousse with Morello. It's the
Germany Belgium one. Where
chocolate mousse with Morello cherries and Chantilly cream. And a red wine braised beef short rib with parsnip puree, broccolini. Gotta have that. Baby tomatoes and balsamic glaze. That looks really good too. It's on some kind of bread thing.
It looks really good. And then the Black Forest cake looks really good, but it looks like it's like one.
All the desserts are like, look really small this year.
Yes. Yes.
Right. The artist table, we said that's back in the US. Duck and dumplings. I'm not a big duck fan, but the hummingbird cake.
Oh, that looks bananas amazing. Bananas
and pecan cake dipped in cream cheese icing with caramel sauce and warm pineapple compote. It looks weird, but it also looks like delicious.
Yes.
And they have a beer flight and they have a migration Pinot Noir. Tangerine Cafe has the grilled kebabs with carrot chickpea salad and garlic aioli. They have chermoula chicken and Moroccan spiced lamb. They have those same two kebabs for every festival. They're good.
Yes.
But they have the same two kebabs for every festival. I feel like the chocolate cake with pomegranate mousse is like a variation of stuff they have at every festival too.
Right. It says it's new, but it's still a variation.
It looks like a strawberry Twix, and I know it's pomegranate, but it looks like a Twix bar. A Kit Kat. It looks like the You're Kit Kats you get in Japan. In the Japan store. Twix. A Kit Kat. Yeah. That's what it looks like. I'm interested in that. Yeah.
You are?
And probably the Stonebreak baked Moroccan bread with hummus, chamoula, and zao dips. I don't know what any of those are. I know what hummus is.
That was the one we got. Yeah, we've gotten that before.
I've become a big fan of like the bread services, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If we had time in the next couple of weeks, I would go back to Eat by Manit, whatever her name is, and get the bread service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll be there. We just don't
have time. And Morocco also has their standard cider flight, along with a chai tea mint mimosa. Twining's chai tea with key lime, sparkling wine, and mint. It comes alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Yes.
The Encanto Cocina Vibrante y Vivido. Chorizo and potato empanada with turmeric aioli and annatto aioli. That is on your wonderful walk of colorful cuisine. And a passion fruit filled mango cheesecake. Looks super weird and borderline deconstructed, but also sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. The empanada sounds good.
It does. See, I love a good empanada. I don't need all the aioli stuff all over it. I just want an empanada.
Yeah, I know.
But it does sound pretty good. Chorizo potatoes, pretty dang good breakfast sandwich.
I'm adding all these to our wish.
Coconut and passion fruit smoothie, non-alcoholic, a frozen pina colada, and a passion fruit daiquiri. So, could have a fun time at Epcot.
We may have to split some of this up between two
Gourmet
days.
Landscapes. Verjus roasted beets with goat cheese, petite lettuce, blackberry gastrique, and spiced pecans. That is a wonderful walk of colorful cuisine item. I love beets. So this thing that they call something beats, right? From the picture only has one beat, which is weird to me, but okay. I don't feel like I need the blackberry and the spiced pecans and like the beets and goat cheese sound pretty good. Throw the lettuce in there if you need it for color.
Yeah.
The wild mushroom risotto with truffle shavings and Zinfandel reduction. Does
that looks delicious.
Like and sounds delicious.
I want that. I want that, but someone else can have the bone.
Yeah. A frozen scotch cocktail, that seems pretty unnecessary. Scotch and herbal tea garnished with a chocolate nail. The chocolate nail's cool. They've put that in something before. It wasn't frozen scotch.
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't.
It wasn't a frozen scotch, but it was something. Yeah. You've had that before.
And then some, it looks like a beer and a couple of wines and yeah. Mm-hmm. The refreshment port, gnocchi poutine with red wine, braised beef, cheese, curds, basil, and burrata. Last night when the Disney Crush did their live bingo. Mm-hmm. It looks like tater tots with stuff on top. I don't know. I mean, it's probably good. It's probably good. It's probably better than I think it is.
Yeah. It probably is.
That is.
I'm iffy on it.
But yeah, it's not a must do. It's a, okay.
I'll do a maybe.
And they've got the artist palette jumbo cookie, which is a chocolate chip cookie with a hole in it and then three splotches of colored icing.
Because you get to paint it yourself. Oh, do you? Yeah, I believe you get to paint it yourself.
Well, that's cool. That's cool then. Mm-hmm. And then they've got a Blood Orange Cosmo and a Boulevard Brewing Company Quirk Blueberry Lemon and Lavender Hard Seltzer. Yes, please.
Both of those sound really good, actually.
I love it. Boyd and Blair potato vodka as opposed to corn vodka.
Never heard of it.
Just saying. Like it's vodka.
True. I know, but but it sounds...
I still can't decide about this from Deco Delights. And this is on the wonderful Walk of Color Cuisine. The Neapolitan Dessert Trio. Chocolate tart, vanilla bean cheesecake, and strawberry mousse. They sound great individually, but there are some weird colors that make me just like not sure about it.
Well, we'll put that on the maybe list.
Listen, I know the chocolate tart is going to be delicious. And I know that because it's on every single dessert party buffet you go to. Right?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Strawberry mousse is usually, but it's like all, like there's yellow and green and the vanilla bean cheesecake is like blue and looks like a peep and it all looks like peeps. That's what it all looks like.
That's what it is. It's.
I know they're not. It just all looks like peeps.
Mm-hmm. The chocolate tart doesn't look like a peep.
No. But the other two things do.
The other two look like peeps. And I'm not a peep person.
So, and at this Deco Delights thing, there is an espresso martini featuring Boyd and Blair potato vodka.
That's the name of it.
Yeah, it is. That it's the name of it.
Yeah.
And then they have a beer flight. It's got a milk stout, a vanilla porter, and a blonde nitro from some local breweries. At least two of them, Three Daughters and 81 Bay. Mm-hmm. Pop Eats. This is your tomato soup with grilled cheese. So I can tell from the picture, it's got the same issue that it had last year. The bread is super thick. Again, it was good. It was just so much bread. you know?
Yeah. So much bread and yeah. cheese.
And then they had the tomato soup with pimento cheese, bacon, and fried green tomato grilled cheese, which theoretically sounds amazing. I am sure it's going to be the same bread. And I don't feel like Disney does pimento cheese particularly well.
Right.
I don't know. I was...
And both of those are on the world of...
Are they? Because it doesn't say that.
Does it?
In okay. The app? Like I said, it was good. It was just so much bread. Like, I was so excited about it last year. Mm-hmm. Also, this year, it looks like it's served in just a plain... I don't know. It looks like metal, but it probably isn't. Little pot, the tomato soup. Yeah. You know, last year the like can with the Pop-Tart was super cool.
You know, I know, it was really cute.
What I do want is the Rock the Dots white chocolate orange mousse with vanilla bean chiffon. Like, yes, sir. Wow. It does. Delicious. And it doesn't look like anything special. It just looks delicious. Right?
It just looks delicious. That's all it is.
Yeah, I'm all in on that too. Mm-hmm. They have a Brooklyn Brewery Pulp Art Hazy IPA and a Blanc de Bleu Cuvée Mousseau with boba pearls. I don't know what any of that is. It sounds like wine. They also have the frozen slushies, Coca-Cola, Dragon Fruit, or Watermelon. They do not... Oh, that's at the refreshment station. Sorry. Connections Eatery. An orange lemonade cocktail. Three olives, blueberry vodka, lemonade, and orange juice with a cotton candy. Remember that time that Disney's old CFO said, couldn't we all lose a little off our waistline? Now we're going to put Skittles and cotton candy in all the alcohol drinks. Like, what? So, La Art de la Cuisine Francaise, that is the French one, which is always the popular one. Yes. I'm not going to try the French names, always. Don't care. What I do care about,
nope. Don't worry about
is the warm, creamy brie in a house-made bread bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the molten... Valrhona chocolate cake, hazelnut crunch, and mango raspberry coulis. Holy cow, it looks good.
Yes. It looks amazing.
I have no interest in the salmon offerings at all.
No.
No. One, because I don't like fish, but the other one kind of looks gross. The cold one looks like gross to me.
They don't appeal to me. Yeah, they just don't remember me at all.
Frozen French martini, elderflower liqueur cocktail, which is Saint Germain liqueur, sparkling wine, and mint. And then the Charles Lafitte Brut Rosé Prestige Méthode Traditionnelle, blah, blah, blah. French Rosé sparkling wine and a Pinot Noir. There you go. Mm-hmm. It's France. They got wine.
Yep.
Mexico, carne asada, chipotle marinated beef sirloin, grilled queso fresco, nopales salad with queso fresco foam and chicharron dust.
Can't go wrong with meat.
No, you can't. I don't really need the pork rind dust on it. But man, the rest of it looks good. Be interesting to see what that one actually looks like. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
I love this. Mexican craft beer. They do the same thing at Christmas. That one thing I got was beer with blackberry currant liqueur or something. Like, it just was beer.
But it was just
And this is just beer. Mexican craft beer. They do have the Ruby Delicioso Margarita, which has got that blackcurrant liqueur, citrus, mint, spicy agave, and beet juice. Interesting.
All right. They lost me the juice.
And the Smoky Banana Bliss Margarita, 10 to 1 rum, illegal mezcal, Hoven, banana puree, and lime juice. I bet that's a small glass. Because otherwise it could be bad, bad trouble. Japan, they have a Wagyu bun, a sushi donut, and Ichigo Mochi. I really want to like the Wagyu bun, but I'm not sold on it. And the other two things, I don't care about at all.
Right.
The sushi donut is really cool looking. Right? Like they made a donut out of rice and then they put really, really, really thin sliced raw fish on it.
See, I'm okay if you do.
It looks really cool. You know, what our friend Dave from the Disney Crush said was that it was like all rice because the fish is so thinly sliced.
Thinly sliced,
But it does look cool.
Yeah. And that's what I try to do is I try to look around and see how it looks, too. Because you never trust their pictures. Yeah.
The Painted Panda, the General Tso's Chicken Shumai, if it wasn't for that pickle. I know I don't have to eat the pickle, but it's like touching it. It just feels like too weird a taste to combine. The char siu pork bun looks really good.
Yeah, it actually does.
And the sesame balls with red bean paste. I like sesame balls. And the red bean paste is actually sweet, so it probably should be pretty good.
Probably.
La Arte di Mangiare, that's Italy. Italy's going to have to, like, I'm going to have to see people raving about Italy before I bother with anything there. It just hasn't been good for a while.
I'm not in disagreement.
You know, they got fried mozzarella, stuffed ricotta, you know, and I don't know, a cake.
Chocolate. Oh, is it a chocolate tort?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. And then they got wine and they got the Italian margarita is good. The tequila and limoncello. That was good. Swirled Showcase. It's all ice cream. Yeah.
That's what they are. And the frozen nitrous. Oh, they don't have the frozen pop cake.
Oh, no, they don't.
Interesting.
No, it's like it's soft serve in a waffle cone, a cream soda float, and a strawberry Fanta float with a cupcake.
Yes.
Or cupcake soft serve. Maybe that's different. The funnel cake, however. And this is another one that I want to love and I look at it. So it's an ice cream sandwich between funnel cakes, right? With a big old whipped cream pile and strawberry sauce and powdered sugar and sprinkles. And there is no way you can eat this thing. It is going to be a mess.
I'm sure you could.
You got to cut it all into pieces. It's just going to be a mess. But man, I really want to like it. I love funnel cakes, right? Like my favorite one is that funnel cake they do for Thanksgiving, you know, like around Thanksgiving.
I know.
Joffrey's has got a variety of different drinks. I mean, the only thing I would say about their drinks is like, there's the pistachio palate cold brew. That sounds good. The which is Joffrey's shaken Jamaican cold brew, pistachio syrup, and milk topped with whipped cream and colorful sparkles. You can also get it with Bailey's ice cream, Irish cream liqueur. They have the Realism Roseberry Cold Brew, a lively swirl of flavors featuring Joffrey's shaken Jamaican cold brew, strawberry rose syrup, and milk topped with whipped cream and colorful sparkles, and you can get it with Bailey's. And like the other two are like, here's a lot of frozen lemonade, right? And some iced tea. Like
right.
I love Joffrey's. You know I love Joffrey's, but they've gotten a little lemon heavy lately on their specialty drinks. You know, I don't go to a fish restaurant for steak. Don't really want to go to a coffee shop for lemonade. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. But the other two,
sound pretty good. And I'm sure you can get it without the whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Sounds pretty good. There's a lot. It's going to take us a couple of trips. Fortunately, we have a couple of trips.
It's going to take us a couple of days. Yeah. I mean, we have Friday and then.
Yeah. I mean, we've got 5 weeks.
And then,
you know, to fit in probably three trips. So,
yeah.
You got anything else you want to talk about? Anything happened in the last 10 minutes on the news?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm kidding.
I was doing our wish list on our festival.
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. Planning with us.
Yeah. No, I don't see anything else news-wise in the last 10 minutes.
They closed a walkway at Epcot and opened another one. Oh, no, they closed two of them. Yeah. That's what they did.
Yeah.
That actually is a thing. They put up more construction walls. One of them was a temporary walkway around the existing construction walls that they've now closed because the real path is open. The other one, they've closed the Rose Walk, but that's apparently due to construction on CommuniCore. And it's only, they have a 5-week closure is what they've announced for that walkway. So, not a big deal.
No, not a big deal.
You know, we kind of didn't talk about the Genie Plus disaster, so we can talk about that real quick. So apparently people have been trying to hop, right? And Genie Plus, if you like, you know, you got Magic Kingdom in the morning and you made your lightning lane for Magic Kingdom and then you hopped at 11 o'clock, it wasn't letting you make your Genie Plus for the next park until after 2, which apparently was never supposed to be a thing, and especially is not supposed to be a thing now. And apparently the workaround, at least last we saw, the workaround is go to a Blue Umbrella and they'll fix it for you. So how annoying is that?
Right. So I'm interested to see. I'm going to go, I'll check tomorrow to see how things are showing for stuff. Kind of keep an eye on it and the good to go thing. See how that looks.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how this is going to work.
It's not something they haven't done before. I don't know why it didn't automatically work. I'm just saying.
I know.
We used to hop and we used to do fast passes and everything was fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't get why we're having a problem. Right. But that's just me, right?
It doesn't make sense. I don't know.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap us up for 175th episode. Yay. Yeah,
nice it is. Number.
Like Dave always says, good place to quit.
Yeah.
It's a roundish number. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in again. Check us out. Instagram, MickeyFile_podcast. Facebook group is the Mickey File Improvement District. podcast is available anywhere you find podcasts. Apparently, Apple has changed something on Apple Podcasts. And if you fall a little behind on a podcast, they're unfollowing it. So, you know, make sure you've got us followed on there, please.
Please. Please.
And if you're new to us, you know, please like, subscribe, follow, tell your friends, whatever, about us. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it for this week. If you want to reach us for any reason whatsoever, you want to be on the show, or you got an idea for the show, something you'd like to hear about, something you want us to check out next time we're at Disney, MickeyFilePodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.